They were dancers. Their whole lives, nearly. They were dancers who taught dance and taught it well, as their mother had. Every girl wants to be a ballerina. That's what their brochure said, their posters, their website, the sentence scrolling across the screen in stately cursive. The Durant School of Dance, established 1986 by their mother, a former soloist with the Alberta Ballet, took up the top two floors of a squat, rusty brick office building downtown. It had become theirs after their parents died on a black ice night more than a dozen years ago, their car caroming across the highway median. When an enterprising local reporter learned it had been their 20th wedding anniversary, he wrote a story about them, noting their hands were interlocked even in death. Had one of them reached out to the other in those final moments? The reporter wondered to readers. Or had they been holding hands all along? All these years later, the story of their parents' end, passed down like lore, still seemed unbearably romantic to their students. Less so to Marie, who, after sobbing violently next to her sister, Dara, through the funeral, insisted, "I never saw them hold hands once." But the Durant family had always been exotic to others. Even back when Dara and Marie were little girls floating up and down the front steps of that big old house with the rotting gingerbread trim on Sycamore, the one everyone called the Hansel and Gretel house. Dara and Marie, with their long necks and soft voices, their matching buns and duck-footed gait, swathed in scratchy winter coats, their pink tights dotting the snow. Even their names set them apart, sounding elegant and continental, even though their father was an electrician and a living room drunk, and their mother had grown up eating mayonnaise sandwiches every meal, as she always told her daughters, head shaking with rue. From kindergarten until fifth and sixth grade, Dara and Marie had attended a spooky old Catholic school on the east side, the one their father had insisted upon, until the day their mother announced that, going forward, she would be giving them lessons at home, so they wouldn't be beholden to the school's primitive views of life. Their father resisted at first, but then he came to pick them up at the schoolyard one day and saw a boy, the meanest in fifth grade, with a birthmark over his left eye like a fresh burn, trying to pull Marie's pants down, purple corduroys to Dara's matching pink. Marie just stood there, staring at him, her fingers touching her forehead as though bewildered, transfixed. Their father swerved over so fast his Buick came up on the curb, the grass. Everyone saw. He grabbed the little boy by the haunches and shook him until the nuns rushed over. "What kind of school," he wanted to know, "are you running here?" On the car ride home, Marie announced loudly that she hadn't minded it at all, what the boy had done. "It made my stomach wiggle," she said much more quietly to Dara in the back seat. Their father wouldn't talk to Marie for days. He telephoned the school and thundered at the principal, so loud they heard him from upstairs in their bunk bed. Marie's face in the moonlight was shiny with tears. Marie and their father were both mysterious to Dara. Mysterious and alike, somehow. "Primitive," their mother called them privately. They never went back. At home, lessons were different every day. You could never guess. Some mornings, they'd get out the great big globe from their father's den and Dara and Marie would spin it, and their mother would tell them something about the country on which their finger landed.
"Singapore is the cleanest country in the world. The punishment for vandalism is caning."
Sometimes she had to look things up in the mildewed encyclopedia in the den, its covers soft with age. Often, it seemed like she was making things up.
"In France, there are two kinds of toilets."
And they would laugh about it, the three of them, their private jokes.
"We are three,"
their mother used to say. They were three until they were four, but this was before Charlie came and all of that.